Yeah, I am more concerned about the IRS having really bad AI than I am about our tax software.
Yeah, I agree.
Decent AI. So what could,
I don't.
the IRS and AI, what could possibly go wrong? Hey, everybody. Welcome to Techishly Jen. I'm your host, Jennifer Jolly, here with producer Scott. Scott, you know what's coming.
I know, and I'm weirdly excited. It's tax season, which I hate, but I'm like weirdly excited for this episode.
Okay. I don't know how taxes and excited can go in the same sentence because it is not my favorite topic, but I agree. I'm excited about this conversation. I have to start with telling everybody out there, I'm sorry if you are a tax nerd. I appreciate you, but I personally would rather have a root canal during Mercury retrograde than deal with my taxes. But here's what's crazy. This year, something big has actually changed. It's the fact that AI is now a part of your taxes, whether you want it or not, whether you ask for it or not. And it's happening on both sides of the system. The IRS is now using it. Tax software is now using it. And your refund, which for a majority of Americans is the biggest single check they'll see all year, that's sitting right in the middle of this whole conversation. That's why this matters. So let's dive right in with a pretty honest question. Scott, would you trust AI to do your taxes?
I barely trust myself to do my taxes, so yes, I think I'm going to let the AI gods take over, take the wheel.
Yeah, right? Seriously, same. I pay someone quite handsomely to deal with my taxes because me and the maths, we don't do so well together. Good at a lot of things, the maths, not one of them. So it's worth paying attention to this. Like, you know how I get pitched all the time? So I got pitched by Intuit. And at first I was like, okay, another corporate pitch. And then I kind of took a deeper dive. Intuit, you might know, it's the company behind TurboTax, Credit Karma. TurboTax is the largest consumer tax prep software in the United States. And along with Credit Karma, Intuit pulled them all together and made a big shift with the two services into a single, more integrated platform. So instead of bouncing between apps, people can now file, track refunds, see key pieces of their financial picture all in one place. So, all right, that's kind of interesting, especially if you like so many, like especially young people I know, really rely on Credit Karma to grow and build their credit and TurboTax to file the taxes, a lot of them for free. That's interesting, right? So it's not, though, so much about flashy new features. It's about reducing blind spots at the exact moment tax enforcement is getting smarter with AI. So people's financial lives get messier. AI is messing around on both sides. Let's talk about what all of this means for us.
Yeah. And you know what? As you talk about it, I'm like, oh, good. Another company to tell us that AI is going to fix our lives. But
Exactly.
I kind of need to see the proof in the pudding.
Yeah, because every company says AI is going to simplify things, and they all say it makes it, less friction, which you and I have both decided, unless you're a lube company, you should never use that line again. What that usually means when a company says that AI is going to simplify everything is fewer explanations, more black boxes, and you paying the price, taxes, if something goes wrong. So taxes, this isn't where I want mystery meat automation, right? So I started asking a very basic question. If the IRS is using AI to decide where to look harder, what does that mean for the rest of us? And this is the part that people aren't really talking about. Let me just step off and just say the IRS has explained that they're now using machine learning to flag higher risk returns, side incomes, those side hustles of yours. Oh, they're like, they've got their eye on you about that this year. Crypto, complex filings. So instead of random audits, they're using AI to say, hey, take a much closer look at this person, this person, and this person.
So basically, robots are deciding where the humans go first.
Yeah. And we know that the IRS has been stripped down. There's a lot fewer humans. So AI, you know, it's not auditing you, but it absolutely decides where the spotlight goes. So one of the first people I talked to, a friend of mine, someone I go to all the time when I have tax related questions. Her name is Lisa Green Lewis. She is from TurboTax. I've known Lisa for, oh my gosh, like 15 plus years. And she said something that kind of reframed this whole story for me. She said, and let me read her quote here. She said, when the IRS uses AI to help figure out what to flag, taxpayers need better tools on their side too, because the goal isn't to move faster. It's to avoid mistakes that are harder to fix later. That made a ton of sense to me. That's not hype. That's more like defensive driving, right?
Yeah, I actually find that really interesting. The way that she said that is so poignant, and it makes a ton of sense. But quick question, devil's advocate, why not just ask ChatGPT?
Okay, so ChatGPT doesn't even know what year it is. I like a good refund, and I like my identity. I would no sooner upload my W-2 and social security number into a general chatbot than I'd post them on Instagram with a thirst trap caption. So that, and have you tried math with ChatGPT? I mean, it literally tries to tell me that it's 2025. It's worse at math than I am. But this is also where Mark Notriani from Intuit kind of won me over. I mean, I went into a conversation with him so skeptical because, let's face it, I am a jaded journalist. And so I was like, all right, this just sounds like another company saying AI is going to save you from, again, that word friction, which I, you know, marry, fund, kill. I want to kill that word. But let's take a listen to what he said. He actually said it's not promising magic, but by talking about the limits and really using AI that Intuit and TurboTax have trained over the past 10 years, you know, with tax laws and guardrails. Anyway, let's let him talk.
The advantages that we have is we've got a lot of data, right? We've got 70,000 financial data points per consumer. That's amazing. That's a very big responsibility, right? One. Two, it enables us to calculate things. And we've been in the business of math for a very, very long time, whether it's in Credit Karma or in TurboTax. And that's very difficult. But that's what makes our models and our ability to actually do responsible AI very powerful, where right now the world is very complicated because your data is everywhere. And we know that consumers spend on average 7 hours a week trying to figure out their finances, which is a lot of time, and 64% have very low confidence in the decisions that they're making. So this is a very real problem. This is why the all-in-one concept is incredibly important. And it does start with your data feeds. Now, we've been a company that's prided ourselves on the integrity of data. TurboTax has for years been the center of your entire financial life. Because when you think about your tax filing, it's really every single piece of your financial data and your life in the form of a tax return. And so data stewardship has been a bedrock of Intuit overall, and will always be a bedrock. So protecting that data, not selling that data, very, very important for us. What this data does do now in this all-in-one environment is it actually empowers you to make better decisions across all those different players. You may have 5 different bank accounts. You may have 4 different credit cards, but having that information all in one place and that interpretation being done on your behalf and actually helping you make decisions based on you, not on what these different verticals want you to do. It's really the first platform that's built for consumers that brings agentic experiences, and it's completely open, meaning our customers can come in, manage their credit, build their wealth, manage their money, invest, and get their taxes done, all in a platform across Credit Karma and TurboTax.
Mark walked us through how their AI now reads uploaded documents, organizes trades, flags missing costs, basis, and kind of helps a lot of people through a step that most mess up constantly.
Yeah. And I mean, I've done TurboTax and a million times, and there's nothing worse than getting tripped up and just having a lot of fear.
Yeah. Let's listen to Mark again here.
I'll give you one great example. That's a use case of an agent that we're actually deploying. It's our cost basis agent. Again, we're calling everything assistance in the product. What this cost basis agent does is, it for anybody that trades RSUs, right? Restricted stock units, or anybody that gets stock based compensation or has purchased stock and you get your 1099B, there's an element in your forms called cost basis. You have to file what it costs you to buy that stock before you sold it so that you can get the proper refund, right? Or the proper tax calculation. That's a very tedious process in today's day and age. You'd have to go through trade by trade, as an example, and find where the cost basis is. And you usually get it in a supplemental form. So what we've done this year is we've taken this agent where you can actually upload your document. The document will be read and interpreted and organized all for you. It saves hours of work, a 50% reduction in clicks that we saw with our customers, and it found $12,000 more taxable relief, basically. And so it's not only faster, it's more accurate. And then again, if you really want to go through it with an expert, you're a click away from our human team that's equipped with the same data and information.
All right. So this is all well and good, right? Mark's saying a lot of great things. He's gotten us pretty won over at this point. He's not saying like AI doing your taxes, rah, rah. He's saying AI is doing the boring, error prone stuff that humans hate. I get that. But the point that this stopped being theoretical was when I went out and found a bunch of real people, mostly young people, using TurboTax and Credit Karma to file, because that's one of the changes this year. You can actually file your taxes starting in the Credit Karma app. That's kind of cool because
it's cool.
Kind of bigger financial picture, right?
Yeah.
It's even free if you haven't filed with TurboTax before. Wah, wah, all the people I talk to have been using TurboTax since they started filing taxes. So let me tell you about a young man named Musa Hakim Jr. He is 26. He's a startup founder in Ohio. He told me that he's filing with TurboTax again this year. And he kind of showed me, walked me through it. I've got some photos. We have some photos at techish.com, kind of him showing us how he's doing this. And he told me it genuinely feels easier, faster, clearer. He has fewer questions. And he said, you know, had he not known that AI was helping out along the way, that he would have just thought that all of this has gotten better since last year when he filed with TurboTax.
That's actually very cool and compelling to have the experience where they're not even really like showing off that it's AI. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And let me read a couple of his quotes too. He also said to me that he's glad that FinTech's finally getting this sort of AI infusion. He says that tools like TurboTax and Credit Karma helped him manage his money really early on, so much so that he was able to start his own business because he had such good credit.
Wow.
He said, I know, right?
That's cool.
Like 26. He's very pulled together here. And yeah. It's interesting to me because part of his business is AI. So he's like, I'm all in. Like, this makes sense. But he said, here's one of his quotes that I'll read to you. He said, seeing everything laid out, my credit utilization, my income, what was helping or hurting my credit score, changed how I made decisions. I built my credit into the mid 700s by my early 20s via Credit Karma. And that's what let me start my business. So that's how he actually said that. And then he also said that for him, AI-powered tools feel like an upgrade, not because they replace judgment, but because they point out information that he might have missed. And he said, if you can see it clearly, you can track it. And if you can track it, you can make better choices. That's kind of cool, right?
That's awesome. Wait, and you found this guy on LinkedIn, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's my reporter secrets, but yeah.
Cool. I mean,
well, like everybody uses TurboTax, it feels like.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just putting out, hey, I'm looking for somebody to talk to who uses TurboTax, found a bunch of people. Barbara Kamara is a 28-year-old performer and project coordinator in New York who files across multiple states, and she's a bit more skeptical overall. She told me that she likes TurboTax because it's simple. She called it the Mac of tax software until her situation stops being yes or no. So last year when she hit questions about freelance income, she said she turned to ChatGPT.
Oh, no.
Paying for expert help.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Then she says she caught errors. And she said, I've seen ChatGPT give blatantly incorrect information. That's why I don't trust AI alone for taxes. Though she agreed that Intuit's promise of AI plus human offerings alongside its tighter and more scrutinized guardrails like bank level encryption and security helps a ton. I kind of walked away from that conversation with her thinking she's not anti-AI, she's pro-guardrails. And I think that guardrail part of this whole story is a really important part of the story. So let me go back for 1 second and tell you what my friend Lisa over at TurboTax said about the guardrails. She said, the biggest risk that we see isn't using AI, it's using the wrong kind of AI. She said that they've been using their own, TurboTax has been using its own proprietary AI for the last 10 years already, making sure that it works alongside the most recent tax code, security protections, and with human review built in. A general chatbot doesn't perform that way. Those personalized differences really matter when your refund or an audit is on the line. Agree, Scott?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah. Well, so does Consumer Reports. They put a fine point on all of this. I talked with Delicia Reynolds Hand, and she told me the biggest risk, also, it isn't AI, it's opacity. She said, here's another quote, people don't always know when AI is driving an answer versus when a human expert's involved, and that matters when the stakes are high. So I'd say that's the line. Transparency beats speed. Understanding beats vibes. Agree? Disagree?
I agree. I just taxes are just, they're so complex. And again, like you said, transparency is so key.
I feel like what separates tools like TurboTax and Credit Karma from general purpose AI is history, knowledge, and restraint. They don't just use AI. They put some pretty serious guardrails around it. It does work inside the current tax code. It uses current year rules. It uses bank level encryption, two-factor authentication. It forces human review and gives you a clear off ramp to a real expert. Let's hear from Mark again about this part.
We have a very, very specific responsible AI principles that we've declared as a company and we live to every day. An example of one of those, by the way, is that we believe AI should enhance human talent, right? And that's not just our own teams, that's actually our customers as well. And so when you look at what we do, it's more kitchen table type of finances, right? It's consolidating debt. And a lot of people understand that, they just don't know how to do it. And what we're doing is showing them how to do that based on their situation. As an example, on the tax side, one of the biggest hurdles that customers have is, what are my forms? Like, what do I do with this shoebox? We digitize all of that. And we actually then take those form sets, right? Let's say we have three different ways that you can actually give us the data. One, which is the best way, is to connect to your accounts. Then we'll go get it for you. Then we'll take that content and actually file your forms, review it with you, and then file. And we bring human expertise in. This is a very important part of our strategy. Our strategy is not AI only. We are AI plus human intelligence. And human intelligence is a critical part of our experience because no one wants to be on a dead end, right? And be left alone. And our human intelligence that we bring through 15,000 tax experts is a vital piece of our experience. And so when you couple those together, you get these amazing experiences that are fast and easy and remove friction. And you bring in the human element to provide confidence and build relationships. And what we see, because we've been doing this for a little while now, especially with TurboTax Live, is that's where magic happens, right? Customers feel good about the experience. It's easier. It's less friction. It's less intimidating. And I have the confidence of a human expert that can show me why something happened and potentially add more advisory type of services for you to consider as you go forward in your financial life.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. I've mentioned this before. Taxes are confusing, and I love the idea, at least what he's talking about is we're not trying to remove people from the process. We're trying to remove the confusion. And like, if you want to keep me as a customer for life, that's a good way to start.
Yeah, I am more concerned about the IRS having really bad AI than I am about our tax software.
Yeah, I agree.
Decent AI. So what could, the IRS and AI, what could possibly go wrong?
I don't know about you, but like anytime I get a letter from the IRS in the mail, like my heart drops. Like, I don't know what's in the, like just seeing the return stamp that says like Internal Revenue Service. I hate it. It's like, it gives me such anxiety.
Same. I want to hear from anybody who does not get anxiety when they see that address. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the role that AI is now playing in your taxes this year? Have you filed yet? Is it a big check for you? Do you usually realize that you have to pay more? What do you think? What do you think about this conversation? And also, if you want more service journalism like this, real tech, real stakes, no hype, you better head straight to techish.com. Scott, my buddy, I'm sorry we had to talk about taxes today.
It's okay. I forgive you. I will be invoicing, but I forgive you.
Fair. All right. Thanks so much. On behalf of producer Scott, I'm Jennifer Jolly. This is Techishly Jen. See you in a week.
What'd you think about today's episode of Techishly Jen? Be sure to let me know. Follow our newsletter, reach out on the socials. Can't wait to see you right back here on the next installment of Techishly Jen.